Hey, everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be talking about something that I know a lot of people struggle with email, specifically migrating and backing up email.
Mm.
And luckily, there's a fantastic tool to make that less of a pain called EmailSync. But first, this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. If you're looking for help with hosting this software or anything to do with digital transformation, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de.
That's right. EmailSync is a really powerful tool that can save you a ton of time and hassle when it comes to managing your emails.
So let's start with the basics. For those who might not be familiar, can you explain what EmailSync actually is?
Sure. EmailSync is a command line tool that's designed to move and back up emails between IMAP servers. And I know command line can sound a little scary to some people, but we'll get into how it works and how user-friendly it can actually be.
Okay, so command line, but it works with IMAP servers. Can you remind us what IMAP is exactly?
Yeah, of course. IMP is one of the main ways we access email, alongside things like POP3 and webmail. The key difference with IMAP is that it keeps your emails on the server, so you can access them from any device.
So it's kind of like having all your mails stored in a central post office that you can access from anywhere.
Exactly, and that's what makes it perfect for IMAP Sync. IMAP uses that IMAP connection to move or copy your emails between those central post offices, whether it's from one email account to another or to a backup location.
So no more endless forwarding of emails or losing important messages when you switch accounts.
Right. And the best part is it's designed to be really robust and can handle some massive migrations.
When you say massive, how massive are we talking?
I mean, we're talking millions of emails, even accounts with ridiculous number of folders. Like one of the use cases I saw was someone migrating a single account that had over 2.4 million folders.
2.4 million folders. I mean, I consider myself pretty organized, but wow, how does EmailSync keep all that straight and make sure nothing gets lost or duplicated?
Well, that's where the whole incremental and recursive part comes in. EmailSync downloads everything, but it does it in a smart way. It can be stopped and restarted without creating duplicates.
So even if my internet connection drops out in the middle of transferring a gigabyte of email, I don't have to start from scratch.
Exactly. It checks what's already been moved and
yeah,
picks up right where it left off. It's super reliable.
That's impressive. But are there any limits to what EmailSync can do? Like, what if I want to move my contacts and calendars along with my emails?
That's a good question. EmailSync is really laser focused on email only. So it won't handle contacts, calendars, or saving your email locally to your computer. For those tasks, you'd need to look at different tools.
Got it. So it's a specialist, but a really good one at that. So let's say I'm ready to dive into the world of EmailSync. You mentioned it's a command line tool. For someone who's used to clicking buttons and using graphical interfaces, can you paint a picture of what using EmailSync actually looks like?
Sure. Basically, instead of clicking on buttons and menus, you'll be typing in instructions in a computer terminal. It's a little more old school, but it gives you a lot of control over the process. You'd tell EmailSync where your emails are coming from, what we call the source, where you want them to go, the destination, and your login info for both accounts.
Okay, I'm following so far, but typing in my login information right there on the terminal, that makes me a little nervous. How secure is that?
You're right to be thinking about security. Luckily, EmailSync lets you use what are called pass files to protect your passwords.
Pass files, what are those?
Essentially, it's a separate secure file where you can store your password so it's not directly exposed in the command you're typing.
Ah, so kind of like hiding the key to your mailbox in a safe place instead of leaving it out in the open.
Yes, exactly. Plus, EmailSync uses encryption automatically, so the data being transferred is protected with essentially a secret code that only your email accounts can understand.
Okay, that definitely eases my mind. So I set up the basic command with my password safely tucked away in a pass file. And then what? Is it just a matter of hitting go and letting EmailSync do its thing?
It can be that simple, but EmailSync also has a whole bunch of options that let you fine-tune how you want the transfer to happen. And that's where things can get really interesting and powerful.
Okay, now you've got me intrigued. What kind of fine-tuning are we talking about here?
Oh, well, for instance, let's say you're moving to a brand new email account and don't need the emails in your old account anymore. EmailSync has an option to handle that. Or maybe you want to create a backup where the destination is an exact mirror of the source. EmailSync can do that too.
So it's not just about blindly moving emails around. It's about managing them in a way that fits your specific needs.
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface. We haven't even touched on things like folder mapping, dealing with Gmail's quirks, and all sorts of other fun stuff.
Okay, now I'm really curious. It sounds like there's a lot more to EmailSync than meets the eye. But before we dive into all those details, I think it's time for a short break. When we come back, we'll explore the real power of Emisync and how people are actually using it in the wild. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. Emisync has so much more we can dive into.
You know, as we're talking about moving all this email around, it really makes you think about just how much email is out there in the digital world. Like, are we talking about moving mountains of data here?
It's a pretty good analogy. I mean, email is a huge part of our lives these days, and that volume just keeps growing, and that's exactly why a tool like Emisync is so important.
I'm always amazed that this tool was created way back in 2001, and it's still relevant, even more so today. I mean, it's almost ancient in internet years, right?
I know, right? But the amazing thing is that it's not just surviving, it's thriving. Gilles Lemiral, the guy who created Emisync, is really dedicated to keeping it up to date and making it better all the time. He's always listening to user feedback and adding new features.
It's really cool to see developers who are passionate about their projects and keep them going strong for years and years. It really shows the power of open source software, you know?
Definitely. When you have a community of people who are all working together to solve problems, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And Emisync is a great example of that.
Well, speaking of accomplishments, I think we've done a pretty good job of explaining what Emisync is, but I'm really curious to hear about how people are actually using it. Can you walk us through some real-world scenarios?
Absolutely. Let's say, for example, you want to switch email providers. Maybe you're moving from one of the big providers to a smaller one that's more focused on privacy. Instead of spending hours and hours manually forwarding all your old emails, you can use Emisync to move everything in one fell swoop.
That sounds so much easier than the old copy and paste routine. It's kind of like moving to a new house, but instead of packing boxes yourself, you have a whole team of movers who handle everything for you.
I like that analogy. And that's just one example. Imagine you work for a company that's merging with another company, and they both have their own separate email systems. Merging all those accounts manually would be a nightmare. But Emisync can handle that kind of large-scale migration with ease.
Okay, I can definitely see the appeal for businesses dealing with those kinds of situations. But what about for individuals? How can Emisync help us mere mortals tame our email chaos?
Oh, there are tons of uses for individuals too. I mean, think about how many email accounts you have. You've probably got a personal one, a work one, maybe one for online shopping, another one just for newsletters.
Okay, you're totally calling me out here, but
yes.
Guilty as charged. I have way too many email accounts.
Well, Emisync can help you consolidate all those different inboxes into one. Imagine being able to check just one inbox instead of logging into five different accounts all the time.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that I can actually escape the tyranny of my multiple inboxes?
You absolutely can. And you wouldn't have to worry about missing an important email because you forgot to check one of your accounts. Plus, you can use Emisync to create backups of all your emails, so you have that extra peace of mind.
Speaking of peace of mind, that brings up the topic of security, which I think is always on everyone's mind when it comes to email. We've talked about pass files and encryption, but are there any other security concerns people should be aware of?
It's smart to be security conscious, especially when you're dealing with sensitive data like email. Emisync is built with security in mind, but it's important to use it responsibly. Just like you wouldn't leave the keys to your house lying around, you want to make sure those pass files we talked about are stored in a safe and secure place.
So it's like having a high-tech security system, but you still need to use common sense and take basic precautions.
Exactly. Another thing to keep in mind is to always double-check those server details that you put in your Emisync commands. Make sure you're actually connecting to the right server and not accidentally sending your emails to some shady character.
That's a great point. It's so easy to make a simple mistake when you're dealing with technical details. So let's say someone is feeling brave and ready to give Emisync a try. What are some of the common challenges they might run into?
One thing that can trip people up, especially if they're not familiar with the command line, is getting the folder mapping right. You want to make sure that the folders in your source account are mapped correctly to the folders in your destination account.
So like, I want to make sure my sent folder ends up in the sent folder and not accidentally my spam folder, right?
Exactly. And Emisync has this really cool feature called the dry option, which is basically a dress rehearsal for your migration.
A dry option. I'm intrigued.
Basically, it lets you do a test run of the migration without actually moving any emails, so you can see exactly how Emisync will handle your folder mapping and make any adjustments before you do the real thing.
It's kind of like trying on a new outfit before you buy it, or test driving a car before you commit, right?
That's a great way to put it. And another common challenge people run into is dealing with really large attachments or messages. Some email providers have limits on how big files can be, so you might run into errors if you try to move something that's too large.
So what's the workaround for that?
EmailSync has you covered there too. There's an option called Max Size, where you can set a limit on the size of files that EmailSync will try to move. So if you set a limit of, say, 50 megabytes, EmailSync will simply skip any messages that have attachments bigger than that.
This is amazing. It sounds like EmailSync really does have a solution for almost everything. Like, if email management was a game, this tool would be the ultimate cheat code.
Haha, I like that. But seriously, EmailSync is a powerful tool that can make a huge difference in how you manage your email. And the best part is that even if you do run into challenges, there's tons of documentation and a really helpful online community that can guide you.
It really does sound like EmailSync is much more user-friendly than it might seem at first glance. And with the right resources and a bit of patience, it can be a game changer for anyone who wants to take control of their email, whether you're a tech expert or just looking for a better way to handle your inbox.
Exactly. And speaking of helpful resources, let's give another shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer. They're all about helping businesses with their digital transformation, and that includes things like finding secure and reliable hosting solutions.
So if you're looking for a partner who can help you navigate the ever-changing digital landscape, be sure to check them out at www.safeserver.de.
And now it's time to shift gears and talk about user friendliness. Because we've been geeking out about all the cool things EmailSync can do, but I think it's important to address the elephant in the room. Is this something that a regular person can actually use, or do you need to be a coding whiz to even get started?
Welcome back for the final part of our EmailSync journey. So we've talked about all the amazing things EmailSync can do, but I think the question on everyone's mind is it user-friendly? Like, can a regular person actually use this thing, or do you need a computer science degree?
You know, it's funny you should ask that because a lot of people get intimidated by the command line aspect of it, but I promise it's really not as scary as it sounds.
Okay, I'm listening. Convince me that EmailSync isn't just for tech wizards.
Well, for starters, the basic commands are pretty straightforward. It's really just a matter of typing in a few lines of instructions. And the great thing is that EmailSync has been around for so long that there are tons of resources available to help you out. You can find step-by-step guides, FAQs, even videos that walk you through the whole process.
So it's like having a detailed instruction manual and a whole support team on standby.
Exactly. And there's a huge online community of EmailSync users who are always willing to help out. So you're never really alone if you run into a problem.
Okay, that does make me feel better. But I have to ask about security one more time. We've talked about cache files and encryption, but are there any other red flags I should watch out for?
Security is super important, especially when you're dealing with something as sensitive as email. And while EmailSync is designed to be secure, it's up to you to use it responsibly. Like, make sure you store those pass files we talked about in a safe place, like a password manager, and always double check those server details in your commands. You don't want to accidentally send your emails to the wrong server.
It's like anything else, right? You can have the most secure system in the world, but if you don't use it properly, it's not going to do you much good.
Exactly. It all comes down to common sense and being aware of the potential risks. But honestly, if you take a few basic precautions and do your research, EmailSync is a really safe and reliable tool.
That's reassuring. It sounds like EmailSync might actually be within reach for us non-technical folks. And with the right resources and a little bit of patience, it could be a game changer for anyone who's tired of wrestling with their email.
You got it. It really can simplify your life and give you more control over your email. And who doesn't want that, right?
Absolutely. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into the world of EmailSync. We learned what it is, how it works, and how it could be used to move and back up email safely and efficiently.
And of course, if you need help with anything related to digital transformation, our sponsor, SafeServer, is here to help. Be sure to visit them at www.safeserver.de.
That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, happy emailing, everyone.